number of saints that are being faithful in seeking the Lord where they're planted.
看到许多的众圣徒是如此忠心的来侍奉，让我们都心被恩感。
And it's interesting, many of the saints that we met, whether it was East Coast or West Coast, told us to make sure we sent our greetings back to Houston.
不管是东海岸和西海岸的圣徒，都想让我告诉休斯顿所有的众圣徒问安。
It's neat to see how big the family of Christ is.
看到基督的身体和家庭是如此的大，我们真的是觉得很美妙。
I'd like to start this morning by reading a passage from the book of Malachi.
今天我要先开始的经节是马拉基书。
Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament.
马拉基书是旧约圣经的最后一卷书。
And it's the last prophecy before we have a long period of silence, and then we have the Gospels.
马拉基书是所有先知书最后一本，在从马拉基书到新约圣经之间，神有很长的一段时间是对他的百姓是沉默的。
And as we read the book of Malachi, we're going to see that there is a particular, a specific message.
当我们在读马拉基书的时候，我们可以读到一个特殊的一个信息。
And this message is to the people that have been called to serve the Lord, and yet they have forgotten to do so.
这个信息是传给这一群是被神所蒙召来服侍他的，但是这群人却忘记了自己的呼召。
If you were at the summer conference in San Antonio, you'll remember our brother Livingston Wong shared several times on this matter that we are all Levites.
如果你在夏令会，你参加了夏令会，你可能会记得王国显弟兄在夏令会所释放的信息，讲到了几点，都是关于我们是蒙召的利未人。
We are all priests.
我们都是祭司。
And yet we see here in Malachi. Some of the Levites and priests are losing the importance of their calling.
但是从马拉基书我们可以看到有许多的祭司来失去了他们的身份。
So we'll look at Malachi chapter 2.
让我们看马拉基书第二章。
Verses 1 through 9.
第一节到第九节，马拉基书第二章一到九节。
And this is in Malachi 2, 1 through 9, Malachi is speaking to the priests and the Levites.
在马拉基书第二章一到九节，马拉基在藉着神的话语向祭司和利未人讲话。
And I'm going to be reading from a more familiar, a more common English translation, just for clarity, but feel free to look at your own Bible if you want to follow along.
我读的英文版本是一个比较英文比较通容易懂的一个版本，但是你可以读你自己的版本。
And as we read this, remember we are the priests and the Levites.
当我们在读这节圣经的时候，请您谨记，我们是利未人，我们是神的祭司。
Listen, you priests, this command is for you. Listen to me and make up your minds to honor my name, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Or I will bring a terrible curse against you. I will curse even the blessings you receive. Indeed, I have already cursed them because you have not taken my warning to heart. I will punish your descendants and splatter your faces with the manure from the festival sacrifices, and I will throw you on a manure pile. Then at last you will know it was I who sent this warning, so that my covenant with the Levites can continue, says the Lord of the heavens of the armies. The purpose of my covenant with the Levites was to bring life and to bring peace, and that is what I gave them. This required reverence from them, and they greatly revered me and stood in awe of my name. They passed on to the people the truth of the instructions that they received from me. They did not lie or cheat. They walked with me, living good and righteous lives, and they turned many lives of sin. The words of the priest's lips should preserve the knowledge of God, and people should go to him for instructions, for the priest is the messenger of the Lord, the heaven's armies. But you priests have left God's paths. Your instructions have caused many to stumble into sin. You have corrupted the covenant that I made with the Levites, says the Lord of heaven's armies. So I have made you despised and humiliated in the eyes of the people, for you have not obeyed me, but have shown favoritism in the way you carry out my instructions.
马拉基书第二章一到九节，会众一起读。众祭司啊，这诫命是传给你们的。万军之耶和华说，你们若不听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀归于我的名，我就使咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变成咒诅，因你们不把诫命放在心上，我已经咒诅你们了。我必斥责你们的种子，又把你们牺牲的粪抹在你们的脸上，你们要因粪一同除掉，你们就知道我传讲的诫命给你们，使我与立位所立的约可以长存。这是万军之耶和华说的，我曾与他立生命和平安的约，我将这两样赐给他，使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有不义的话，他以平安和正直与我同行。许多人回头离开罪孽，祭司的嘴里常存知识，人也由他口里寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。你们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。你们废弃我与立位所立的约，这是万军之耶和华说的。所以我使你们被众人藐视，看为下贱，因为你不守我的道，竟在律法上沾寻情面。
Let's ask the Lord to cover this time in word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告，愿神来自己遮盖这一段时间。
Lord, we're so thankful that you desire to speak to us.
主，我们如此的感恩你，你是一个愿意说话的神。
We pray that we would have ears to hear.
我们祷告说，我们的耳朵能够听到你所说的话。
We pray that your words through myself and the translator would be anointed.
我祈求你，求你的话语藉着我自己和翻译能够得到膏抹。
Lord, we want to see Jesus.
主啊，我们愿意见面，面见耶稣基督。
And as the song said, we want to bring all glory and praise to you.
就如诗歌里所唱的，我们愿意把你，让你得到所有的荣耀和赞美。
So please use this time for your sake.
主啊，愿你自己因你自己的名的缘故来使用这段时间。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, I hope as you read this passage, you're not one of the regular people that were mentioned in this passage.
弟兄姊妹们，早间我真的唯愿，当你读这篇这几节圣经的时候，你不是圣经上所讲的这几个这些人。
It is my prayer that everyone in this room has accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
我的祷告就是，首先第一点，在座的每一个愿意敞开你的心扉，接受耶稣基督为你的救主。
If you have made that choice, I think you've all experienced the joy and the peace and the love of the Lord Jesus.
如果你已经有这样的决定，你可以享受到耶稣所赐给你的平安和喜乐。
You are a child of God.
你是神的。孩子。
And again, if you have not accepted the Lord as your Savior, I pray that you would use the next hour to talk to the Lord. You don't have to listen to me.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督为你生命的救主，我祷告说，在接下的这段时间里，愿你与神有些交通，你不需要听我的讲道。
And I hope you can say, Lord, I don't have the joy and the peace of the saints around me, but I want that and I want to receive you into my life.
我真心希望你能够对主说，我里面没有这所有圣徒所有的平安和喜乐，我希望你接到，把你接到我的心里。
But I imagine there's many of us in here who have received the Lord and we are gloriously saved.
在座的许多人像我一样都是被荣耀的被神所拯救了。
But one of the questions we have for ourselves this morning is what are we doing with this salvation?
那今天早前我们要问的问题就是说我们对我们的救恩是怎么样回应呢?
Have we taken it for granted?
我们有没有把它理所当然的就认为这是个事实呢?
Have we despised our calling?
所以我们有没有重视我们这个所蒙的呼召呢?
You know, the Lord, when he speaks in the Bible, is very clear about how tragic it is that we don't come into our calling.
在圣经的许多处都告诉我们，当我们不来服从我们所得到的这个应跟随我们的呼召，我们的结局是如何的悲惨。
We know it says in Revelation, the church that is lukewarm, the Lord would spew them out of his mouth, vomit them out of his mouth.
我们知道在启示录里讲到，如果我们对主不冷不热的话，主宁愿把我们从他的嘴里吐出来。
And in this passage, we see that religious sacrifice is nothing more than manure to the Lord.
当我们在这节圣经里面读到，这些只是在仪式上的宗教的献祭，还不如粪便。
If it's not a humble and contrite and severe service.
如果我们的服事不是从我们这个痛悔忧伤的灵所出来的。
So it's my prayer this morning that we would truly see what is our calling.
今天早间我的信息是想要与弟兄姊妹们分享我们的蒙召是什么样的蒙召。
You and I have all been called to be New Testament Levites and priests.
你和我都有同样的身份，我们同样都是有祭司的身份，是立位人。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Well, in the Old Testament, we see in the story of Moses in the desert where the Levites were called out.
我们在旧约里面看见摩西带着以色列人的时候，也知道立位人是怎么样被呼召出来的。
You don't have to turn this, to this, but I'll read it. In Exodus 32:26, it says the following.
你不用翻到这件圣经，我可以为你读。在这里面是出埃及记32:26.
Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp, and he said,Whoso is on Jehovah's side, let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves unto him.
出埃及记32:26，摩西就站在营门中说，凡属耶和华的都要到我这里来。于是利未的子孙都到他那里聚集。
What we see here was a crisis in the life of the Israelites.
在这里我们看到的一个景象是以色列人的一个危机。
They were God's people.
他们是神的选民。
They were called out of the world.
他们是从被世界里分别出来的一群人。
But then they met that first difficulty.
但是他们遇到了第一个困难。
Moses went up into the mountain.
摩西去了山上。
The people were wondering when would he return.
那百姓们就想要知道摩西什么时候才能回来。
The people started questioning, is God going to provide for us?
百姓就是想要知道说，就开始问，主他，神他真的会供应我们所需的一切吗？
Will he feed us?
他会给我们吃的吗？
Will he take care of our shoes?
他会来看顾我们的鞋子吗？
Will he take us to the promised land?
他会带我们到那应许之地吗？
So many questions.
有这么多的问题。
And those questions led to building and creating an idol.
所以当他们这一切的问题就导致他们来造了一个偶像。
And when Moses came down, he gave the people a choice.
当摩西下山的时候，他就给这些百姓一个选择。
Will you trust Jehovah?
你要站在耶和华这一边吗？
Will you trust Jehovah with your job?
你会信赖神，依靠神，把你的工作交给什么?
With your supplies.
还有你所需到一切。
Will Jehovah be everything for you?
耶和华神是你的一切吗？
If so, come unto me.
如果是这样的话。
And we know the story, the Levites came towards Moses.
就到我这里来，所以所有的利未人就自愿来到耶和华面前聚集。
And they said, we are on the Lord's side.
他说我们在神这一面。
So the question for us this morning, we're at a crisis.
在这一篇圣经里面说到我们在一个危机的里面。
Are you on the Lord's side?
你是在神这一面吗？
Or do you trust your education?
还是你相信你的教育？
Or do you trust your human family?
还是你相信你自己本身的家庭？
Do you trust the government system?
你相信政府这些一切的机构吗？
Brothers and sisters, this morning we're at a crisis and we have a decision.
弟兄姊妹们，早间我们面临一个危机，我们要做出一个决定。
And the Lord is calling us.
那神他在呼召我们。
Are you on my side?
你要站在我这一面吗？
And praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
For the Levites, there was a coming.
所有的利未人就愿意站在神这一边。
They answered the call.
他们答应了神的呼召。
They came unto the Lord.
他们来到神面前。
And we said, we are on the Lord's side.
我们说我们愿意站在耶和华这一面。
And that's living faith.
这就是活泼的信心。
That's when the Levites said, we trust no other, but we trust you.
所以利未人就说我们不相信其他的一切，我们唯相信耶和华。
And if we could put up on the screen a map of the Israelite camp,
如果我们能够在这个屏幕上打出以色列人的营的会幕的一个地图的话，
we would see that all the tribes were on the outside of the camp, but the Levites were brought in so close, very close to the Lord's heart.
我们会看到在这个会幕里所有的支派都是在周围的，那利未人就被带到接近神的里这个地方。
So what is the crisis for us this morning?
今天我们所面临的危机是什么呢？
What is the call for us this morning?
我们今天所面临的呼召是什么呢？
Do you want to be close to the Lord Almighty?
你愿意来到永生神的至高神的面前吗？
Do you want all of his blessing?
你想要得到他一切的福分吗？
This is how you know by following the following.
这个你要知道以下的几点你就有答案了。
How do you know this morning if you're a Levite?
你怎么今天早晨你怎么知道自己是利未人呢？
Are you one who obeys God and brings all glory to Him?
你总是来顺服神并且带给他荣耀吗？
This is how you can examine yourself this morning.
这样你早间会有一个心理自己的省察。
Are you obeying the Lord?
我们有没有来遵行神的命令？
And are you bringing glory to Him?
我们有没有给神带来荣耀？
It's very easy.
这个很简单。
For the middle school and high school, it might just be sitting there and listening and being on your best behavior.
那对于我们中学生和高中生，也许你们坐在那儿只是想要尽你们的力量，能够老实一点。
That's as simple as it is.
那可能就是很简单。
Trust and obey.
就是信而顺服。
And the adults are all saying, well, we can sit here and we can behave, so we must be Levites.
那所有的成年人就说我们可以坐在这儿安静，我们的举止都很好，我们一定就是利未人。
Or are we distracted by the fight we had with our spouse or the trouble that we faced this week at work?
还是我们心里就想着我们与我们配偶之间的征战和我们生活中的问题。
Or we can say, Lord, you want me to hear your word. I obey and I want to bring all glory to you.
或者你说，主啊，我愿意你对我讲话，愿意顺服你的话语，给你带来荣耀。
And if we're obeying and bringing all glory to God, we're Levites when we're here, when we're at home, when we're at work.
如果我们能够顺服神对我们的呼召的话，无论我们是在这里，在家里，还是在工作的地方，我们都是利未人。
Oh, there's such amazing blessing for being a Levite.
作为利未人是如此大的福分。
Unfortunately, we see here in Malachi that the Israelites, just like us, we fall away from our calling.
但是从马拉基书我们看可以看到以色列人就如我们一样远离了神的心意远离了神的呼召。
So I'd like to consider three questions this morning.
所以今天早晨我愿意来分享三个问题。
Why are you and I not Levites?
为什么我和你我们不是利未人呢？
Why do we act as the Levites and the priests in the book of Malachi?
为什么我们的举止行为就像马拉基书里面的利未人和祭司呢？
The second question is what happens to us as an individual and as a church if we do not perform our Levitical service?
如果我们是像在马拉基书里面这样来履行职立位人的职责和服侍的话会发生什么事呢
And then thirdly, how do we regain this Levitical service?
第三点我们怎么能够重新来够得到这个立位人的服侍呢
And we're going to answer these three questions by seeing how the Lord dealt with his people from the book of Malachi to the coming of John the Baptist in the Gospels.
我早间要与会众分享的是从马拉基书到施洗约翰 这段的故事。
So the first question, why do we not come into our service as a Levite?
第一点，我们为什么不以利未的身份来服侍呢？
Number one reason.
我们的原因，第一。
We become satisfied with our lives and we fall into tradition.
我们对于我们自己的生活很满足，我们就进入了一种传统和习惯。
It's very easy for man to fall into tradition and habit.
人们很容易来进入自己的习惯和传统。
This morning was a blessed time around the Lord's table.
早间在伯饼聚会当中是一个非常有福的时间。
But we do it every Sunday.
但是每个主日我们都会有。
And just like the Levites and the priests of the Old Testament, sometimes it just becomes a habit.
就像这些立位和祭司有的时候就成了一个习惯
And this is one of the reasons we lose our service because we're not meeting the Lord we're just doing something that's of religious habit
这样就好像我们其实没有来面见神而是只是履行一些形式像这个立位和祭司一样
I think everyone in here at some point in their life prays to the Lord
我知道在座的每一个人都会有来赞美神。
Maybe it's before you eat.
也许是你祷告神，也许是因为你吃饭饭前。
Maybe it's before you fall asleep.
也许是你睡觉之前。
But do we truly recognize that unless the Lord blesses the food, it will become a curse to us and not a blessing?
你有没有真的想过，如果神不祝福你的食物的话，也许这个食物就成我们的一个咒诅。
Unless we pray for our day at work, work will either become a curse or a blessing.
如果我们不为我们的工作而祷告的话，我们的工作可能就成为我们的咒诅。
It's so important for us to recognize that prayer is vital, not.A habit and a tradition.
让我们真的真实的明确的知道祷告不是一个传统而是一个至关重要的一点。
Sometimes, we lose our Levitical service, because we're distracted by worldly things.
那有的时候我们失去我们立位的服侍是因为这个世界的太忙。
So many distractions out there.
如此多来搅扰我们的分散我们。
You know, often we'll hear people from the pulpit say, movies are a major distraction of the world, and so we need to forego going to movies.
所以当讲在讲台的弟兄可能会说，现在这个电影是一个很大的分散我们注意力的，所以我们不应该去。
That may be the case, and the Lord may be calling you to not going to as many movies or stop completely.
那也许这就是神对你的一个要求也许你真的是沉湎于电影那你就要不去彻底的不去
But there are so many other quote unquote good worldly things that distract us
但是在我们周遭有许多能够看起来是非常美善的东西来分散我们的注意力
Maybe we become obsessed with being the best employee
也许我们唯一想要做的就是成为优秀的职员。
So obsessed that we do everything to please the boss all the time.
我们如此的想要成为优秀的职员，我们就是尽心尽意的来取悦我们的老板。
And we're rewarded by our boss because of it.
我们被老板所奖励。
We get raises, so we bring more money home to the family.
我们得到升职和加薪。
Our spouses and our children love us because we can buy anything they want.
我们的家人和我们的配偶都喜欢，因为我们有更多的钱买他们喜欢的东西。
It's almost as though Christian prosperity abounds.
这就好像基督徒的那个财富的增加的一个效果。
And yet we have no heart for the Lord.
但是我们却没有心来对我们的主。
Because the world has crept in.
因为这个世界已经悄悄地进来了。
In summary, we lose our Levitical service because we lose our first love.
总的一句话，我们之所以失去了我们立位的职分的服事，是因为我们失去了起初的爱。
And do you know the Lord is always calling us?
你知道主总是在呼召我们吗？
Just as we saw in Exodus, the Lord is saying, "Who is on my side?"
就像在出埃及记里面，神在问我们，谁在我们这一，在我这一边呢？
And if you read the book of Malachi, that's exactly what the Lord is doing to the people of Israel.
如果你读马拉基书，你就知道主在同样做这件事情在以色列人当中。
And unfortunately, we often respond like the people of Israel in the book of Malachi.
不幸的是，我们经常对主的回答，就像马拉基书这些选民对主的回答一样。
If you read this book carefully, it's a book of debate.
如果你读马拉基书很细心的话，你就知道这就像一场辩论。
At the beginning of Malachi, the Lord says to his people, "Why don't you love me?"
在马拉基书一开始的时候，主就说，你为什么不爱我？
And the people of Israel say, "What do you mean we don't love you?"
那以色列人就说，你什么意思？我不爱你。
And they argue.
他们就开始争执。
And so the Lord lets that go, and He says, "You know what? I know you don't love me, but you don't even honor me."
那主就想把这个话先这一个主题先放下去，就是说，你不仅不爱我，而且你都不荣耀我的名。
And the people of Israel say, "What do you mean we don't honor you?"
那以色列人就说，我们在何事上不荣耀你的名？
And the Lord says, "Your sacrifices are impure."
主就说，你所献的祭都是污秽的。
And the people say, "What do you mean they're impure?"
然后人们就反驳他说，我们怎么献了污秽的祭？
We see seven points of debate.
我们看到有七点在争执。
But the people of Israel had hardened their hearts.
以色列人的心已经刚硬了。
And I want to make this very personal for us this morning.
我今天早晨想要这些能够在我们日常的生活当中。
Do you realize I could be speaking from the Word of God this morning?
你能够意识到早间我可以从主的话语里面讲话。
I could be sharing these words to you this morning.
我可以与会众一起分享这一切的话语。
And at the same time, the Lord can say, "Chip, you don't love me."
那同时主就会对我说 ,Chip, 你不爱我。
Your sacrifice is impure.
你的献祭是不纯洁的。
Because maybe speaking can become a habit.
那也许因为讲道就成为一个习惯。
All of us gathering around that table this morning, the Lord could say impure.
当我们聚集在饼杯桌子面前的时候，主会说我们是不洁净的。
Maybe the Lord is asking you this morning the same questions from the book of Malachi.
也许主急着马拉基书向你问同样的问题。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Does your heart leap around the table?
你的心在饼杯桌子面前雀跃吗？
Does the Holy Spirit warm your heart when you hear the prayers of the saints?
当你听到圣徒的祷告的时候，圣灵在你的里面使你的心温暖吗？
When you wake up in the morning, does the idea of reading the Word of God excite you?
当你早晨醒来的时候，想到你可以读主的话语的时候，你有没有感到很兴奋？
Or is it something you do because someone told you it's a good thing to do?
还是你之所以读圣经是因为别人告诉你你要读。
If we have an ear to hear the Lord, may we repent.
如果我们有耳的今天能听见，愿我们能够悔改。
What is the second question? What is the result of not performing this Levitical service that we've been called to?
我第二点问题就是，如果我们没有履行这个祭司的服事的话，会发生什么呢？
Sometimes there's great discipline.
那就会有管教，大的管教。
We see it in the Old Testament. Israel was captured by Assyria.
我们在旧约里面看到以色列人被叙利亚人所掳掠。
Judah was taken into captivity by the Babylonians.
犹大被巴比伦人所掳掠。
We see Samson being disciplined.
我们看到参孙被管教。
We see the kings of Israel being disciplined.
我们看到以色列的王被管教。
And sometimes that happens in our lives.
那这个也经常在我们自己的生活中有体现。
Maybe at some point, or maybe even now, the Lord is bringing discipline upon us.
也许在我们当中，甚至现在，神就也在管教我们。
He does it out of love.
他管教是因为爱我们。
He only wants us to respond.
他只是需要我们能够回答他。
That we might respond and serve him with a righteous heart.
好叫我们可以来回应他，并且服侍他，用我们一个用义心来回应他。
But the Lord sometimes works in our lives in a different way.
但是主在我们生活中工作的时候，用不同的方式。
And this is what he did at the end of the book of Malachi.
他在马拉基书最后是这样做的。
At the end of the book of Malachi, the Lord Jesus went silent.
在马拉基书最后，主耶稣基督就沉默了。
This is actually called the silent years.
这一段时间就开始叫做沉默的年代。
From the end of the book of Malachi to the New Testament and the Gospels, it was 400 years.
从马拉基书的结尾一直到新约的起头，总共有400年的时间。
The Lord went silent.
主一直保持沉默。
And this is very humbling.
这个真是能够让我们能够谦卑下来。
You know, some of us have used this silent treatment in our own lives.
我们许多人都非常会用这个安静的这个办法在我们生活当中。
I have to confess, often I do it unrighteously.
我必须要承认，我自己经常以不义的心来采取这种沉默的行为。
Sometimes I'll stop talking to my teachers at work.
有的时候我在工作当中就不愿意跟我的老师们讲话。
And you'll start hearing the rumblings. Why hasn't Mr. King called a meeting?
那你就会听见说他们在议论为什么King 先生他不再召会议了。
Sometimes, unfortunately, unrighteously, I'll use it at home.
有的时候非常不好的，我在家里也是这样。
And my boys will go to my wife and say, What's wrong with Dad?
我的儿子就会问我的妻子说：“爸爸怎么了？”
It's very powerful.
这个非常有很大的功效，很大的能力。
And the Lord does this too, but He does it righteously.
主也会这样，但是他的行为总是义的。
The Lord says, "I have spoken, and I have spoken, and I have spoken."
主说：“我已经讲了，又讲，还又讲了。”
But my people are not responding.
但是我的子民，他们却不听我的。
And one of the most difficult times will occur when God ceases to speak.
当最困难的时候，就是主保持沉默，不再讲话。
And unfortunately, it's the cacophony or the loud noise of the world that distracts us and keeps us from recognizing that the Lord isn't speaking.
但是非常不幸的是，我们生活在嘈杂混乱的世界，这些会遮掩了，就让我们没有意识到主已经不讲话了。
And this is exactly what happened in the Old Testament in the book of Malachi.
这个就是马拉基书里面所讲的。
And the people didn't recognize it.
人们甚至都不知道，没有意识到。
The Israelites were too busy enjoying the riches of Babylon and Persia.
以色列人忙于享受巴比伦和波斯的富足。
Oh, they were buying the new cars, the new apartments, everything that was out there in Babylon and Persia.
在巴比伦和波斯，他们忙着来买车，买他们所要的东西。
Okay, obviously they didn't have cars, but they were buying all the fancy stuff of the world.
当然，他们那时候没有车，他们买他们所喜悦的稀奇东西。
Oh, they had so many friends that were fun to be with.
他们有这么多的朋友跟朋友聚集是如此的开心。
The Greek Empire came to power.
那希腊的帝国就开始执掌。
This is when education grew exponentially.
这样的话，这个教育直线增长，就是像幂指数一样的增长。
The Greek Empire brought about the Ivy League schools of the time.
这个巨大的帝国就带来了常春藤学校。
The great philosophers.
巨很多的思想家、哲学家。
There was so much going on.
这个世界太忙了。
And no one noticed that God was not speaking.
没有人注意到神不说话了。
And what's really interesting is I want you to think about the following.
最有趣的，我想让你想想我要说的下面要说的话。
It says in Genesis, and God created man in God's image.
在创世纪里，神说，神照着自己的形象来创造人。
It was during this Greek period that man created God in man's image.
在这个希腊的文明当中，人们按照自己的样式来创造了神的形象。
If you studied all the mythology, the Greek gods and the Greek stories, this is when man tried to figure out God in human terms.
当你要读这些希腊的哲学、希腊的神话的时候，你就会发现人们在用自己的心思来揣度、量定神的形象。
And this is exactly what's happening in our education system today.
在我们今天的教育体系当中，同样的事情在发生。
I can't think of a single university or school out there that truly wants to know that who God is and why God and how God created us in His image.
在目前为止，没有一所大学能够以致力于寻求神和神的心意为主的，为什么神创造人，以他的形象之类的问题。
But if you go to school today, you're being brainwashed to learn what man thinks God should be.
当你去学校的时候，你的脑就你就会被洗脑，你就要知道人是照着自己的形象来定神的样子。
And God remains silent.
所以神就沉默了。
It wasn't just the Greek Empire that came to power in these 400 years.
不仅是这个希腊文明来统治了四百年。
It was the Roman Empire as well.
还有罗马帝国。
What did that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
You could travel faster than ever before.
你现在的旅行的速度之快，比任何时代都要快。
There's a saying, all roads led to Rome.
有一个古语说，条条道路通罗马。
For the first time in history, you could go anywhere you wanted in the world.
从迄今为止，历史第一次，不管你在哪，你都可以抵达到那儿。
And if you didn't want to go yourself, there were always couriers who would use those roads to communicate. Wherever you wanted to go, you could communicate.
但如果你不想去自己去的话，总是会有拼凑团的人告诉你，你不管在哪，你都可以去那里。
And because of the Roman Empire, you were safe wherever you wanted to go.
因为这是一个很安全，不管你到哪都安全。
The people of Israel loved all that was coming in from the world.
以色列人喜爱所有在世界上这一切。
The Greeks, the Romans started desecrating their synagogues and their temples.
甚至希腊人和罗马人来不敬畏自己所立的神和他们的殿宇。
And the people of Israel allowed it to happen.
以色列人自己造成这样的事情的发生。
The people of God during this time period were considered foolish, ignorant, proud.
在这段时间，神的选民是自私、 愚蠢、骄傲。
If you wanted to be anybody, you should be a Greek.
如果你想要做任何人，选择做任何人，你应该做希腊人。
Or a Roman.
还是要做罗马人。
Just don't stand out as being one of God's people.
千万不要站起来说你是神的选民。
And mixture came in amongst God's people.
所以这个混杂就在神的选民里出现。
This is why the Pharisees became the popular religious group of the time.
所以法利赛人当时就成了宗教的领袖。
Because they could do religious things, but also agree and be with the Romans and the Greeks.
因为他们可以能够履行神所做的事情，同时来听罗马和希腊政府的要求。
The Sadducees only believed enough so they could keep their wealth and their jobs.
撒都该人只是想要理性的相信他们所能给他们能够给他们带来财富和声望的事情。
And this went on for 400 years.
这样的状况持续了400年。
The silent years of 400 years long.
这个400年的安静。
Now, there was always a group.
总是有一群人。
A very small remnant.
是一群愚民。
Wanting to hear from God.
想要听到神的声音。
Crying out for a savior.
呼求一个救世救主。
Brothers and sisters, this is the same period we're living in today.
弟兄姊妹们，就是我们现在所住的这个年代。
This is where I want to make it very practical.
所以我想这个是很实际的。
The Lord has been silent in this country for 40 years.
主已经在这个国家沉默了40年。
The last great revival was 40 years ago.
40年前有最后一次大复兴。
You and I are living in the longest time in American history where God is not having a clear revival.
你和我所居住这个年代是在历史上最长一段没有复兴的年代。
You talk to people who came to the Lord in the 1960s and 1970s, and people were on fire for the Lord.
如果你与60年代和70年代的圣徒交通的话，那时的弟兄姊妹们都像火一样的来爱主。
They went to school, they had jobs, but only as long as they could serve the Lord first and foremost.
他们去学校，他们有工作，但是至关的是主是第一位。
And the Lord blessed because of it.
主就愿意来赐福他们，因着这些赐福他们。
But unfortunately, that blessing.Became a curse.
但是不幸的是，这所有的祝福最后变成了咒诅。
The wealth of this nation.
这个国家所拥有的财富。
The education of this system.
所谓教育系统。
The ease of travel that we all have.
这个交通的方便利。
The ease of communication.
通讯的发达。
The 400 years, the 400 silent years.Is equivalent to our 40 years of silence in this country.
那历史上的这四百年的沉默，现在已经是我们四十年的沉默。
And I know everyone knows what I'm about to say.
每个人都要知道我要说的。
And have experienced it.
并且已经经历过了。
If you are a Christian today, you are despised.
如果你是基督徒，你会被轻视。
If you are a Christian today, people laugh and think, well, you're not educated.
如果在今天你说你是基督徒，人们会取笑你说你没有受到教育。
You mean you waste your Sunday morning going to an old church doing old traditional things?
你真的就浪费你星期天的早晨去教会来参加这个传统的仪式吗？
You read that old...out of date book called the Bible?
你真的就读那个过了时的那本书的名字叫圣经吗？
That is the perception of Christians today.
这个就是基督徒所面临的。
And our young people are buying into it.
我们许多年轻人相信这个。
They don't want to be different.
他们不想与众不同。
They don't want to be called out as Christians.
他们不想被人们称为基督徒和别人不一样。
Many of us adults are doing the same thing.
许多成年人也是一样。
But I firmly believe the Lord wants us to respond.
但是我坚定地相信主要让我们回答他。
And thank the Lord, there was a picture of two people that went before us.
但是感谢主，有两位圣徒，他们在我们之先。
Two people that are the family of the Levites and the priests, and that's Zechariah and Elizabeth.
这两位是利未族的人，他们是撒加利亚和以利沙伯。
We see in the book of Luke this couple, Zechariah and Elizabeth.
我们在路加福音当中读到这一对，他们是撒加利亚和以利沙伯。
And they chose to return to the Lord.
他们选择归回主。
And this is how we answer our last question, how do we regain our service?
这样我们就可以回答我们最后一个问题，我们怎么样才能回复到自己的侍奉当中呢？
How do we return as Levites?
我们怎么样才能作为利未人的身份回归呢？
First thing we need to recognize, number one.
第一点我们必须意识到
The Lord is waiting for us.
主正在等待我们。
The Lord is waiting for each one of us this morning to say to the Lord, I want you to be preeminent in my life.
主在今天早晨正在对每个人心里说等待每个人对他说，我希望你成为我心中最主要的地位。
See, Zechariah's name means remembered of Jehovah.
撒加利亚的名字意思是纪念耶和华。
Elizabeth.Name means oath of God.
以利沙白沙伯的名字是神的约。
And a lot of people use these names.
有许多人都起这样有意义的名字。
But this couple cried out.
但是这一对夫妇他们就大声的呼求。
They prayed their names.
他们呼求神的名。
Meaning Elizabeth says, Lord, you made an oath.
他们按照自己名的解释来呼求神。以利沙伯说，主啊，你是守约的神。
And Zechariah prayed, and you'll remember your oath.
撒加利亚就祷告说，主啊，你记住你所立的约。
Lord, speak to us.
主啊，请你对我们心里讲话。
And we see in their lives the second important point.
我们就看到他们生活中下面一个重要的点。
They were usable vessels.
他们是可使用的器皿。
And it's a question for us this morning.
这个就是我们第二个问题。
Are we usable vessels?
我们是神可使用的器皿吗？
All of this can be found in Luke chapter 1.
这一切我所讲的都可以在路加福音当中读到。
It says in verse 6.
就讲到第六节。
That Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous in the eyes of God.
他们二人在神面前都是义人。
Here's a very important distinction and question.
这里我要问大家一个非常重要的问题，也是一个非常重要差别。
Are we righteous in the eyes of God?
我们在神眼里面是义的吗？
Or are we righteous in the eyes of one another?
还是我们在彼此的眼中被称义？
This is the trap we run into.
这是我们所要经过的容易经过的路。
If I was to take a picture of this group this morning,
如果今天早晨我给会众们照一张相，
and I was to tweet it out or put it on some social media,
然后我就把它发在一些社交网络上，推特上。
People would see the pews.
人们可以看见这个长凳。
They would see all of us sitting there.
人们可以看见我们都坐在这儿
very politely,
非常有礼貌
and people might say, oh, that's a very righteous group.
那人们可能会说这群人看起来非常的有非常义
but is that what we're trying to accomplish this morning?
这个是我们早晨想要达到的目的吗
or is the Lord looking down upon this group?
那还是我们想要主从高天之上
And is he saying,
看我们
there is a usable vessel.
然后告诉我们看见说这就有一个可使用的器皿
I'm waiting for hearts that want me.
我在等待那个想要我的那个人的心。
And I see one on the third row over here.
我看到一个坐在第三排就有这样一个人。
And there's one in the fifth row over here.
也许第五排有一个人是这样的。
And you can sit in the back and even be righteous.
你可以坐在最后，但是还是被神称为你是义人。
The Lord is looking for usable vessels.
主他正在找一个可使用的器皿。
How do we become those usable vessels?
我们怎么才能成为可使用的器皿呢？
Well, the third point that I want to bring up is we have to be humble and contrite.
我们第三点我要想指出的，我们必须有忧伤、痛悔和谦卑的心。
Even to the point of being undone.
甚至到一个地步，我们自己没有办法完成。
I don't know your story this morning.
我不知道你早间带来一个是有什么样的经历。
Maybe you're suffering.
可能你在经受痛苦。
It might be health.
可能你的是你身体健康方面的痛苦。
It might be a family situation.
也许是你家庭的问题。
It might be work.
也许是你工作上的问题。
It may be your own self-life.
也许是你自己心里面的争斗。
But the Lord is looking for broken and contrite hearts.
但是主在寻找忧伤痛悔的心。
See, Elizabeth and Zechariah couldn't have a baby.
看这个故事当中说，以利沙白和撒加利亚他们就没有孩子。
It's one of the most difficult things that a married couple will ever deal with.
对于已婚的夫妇来说，这是一个很大的难题。
And back in this time period, it was even worse because you were scorned as a family.
在这个当时圣经的年代甚至更糟，人们可能会取笑你。
But they always had hope.
但是他们永远有希望。
Just like Abraham and Sarah, they continued to have hope.
就像亚伯拉罕和撒来，他们一直有希望。
But then they got too old.
但是他们就已经太老了。
And at that point, it's easy to lose hope.
在这种状况下，我们很容易丧失希望。
But even though it was impossible for them to have children, they continued to pray.
虽然他们就基本上不可能再有孩子，可是他们继续祷告。
The Lord had to wait for them to be undone.
主要等待着他们放弃一切办法的时候。
You all have probably heard this example before.
你们可能听到这个我要讲的这个例子。
A lesson that lifeguards often have to learn.
一个就是救生员经常要学的功课。
If there is someone drowning,
如果有一个人他要已经开始被淹了。
Of course, you're supposed to jump in and try to save them.
你肯定是需要跳到水中来救他们。
But as long as they're struggling to save themselves, you can't get too close to them.
但是如果他们在拼命挣扎想要自救的时候，你不能离他太近。
In their fear and excitement, they'll hit you. They'll knock you out and drown you.
他们在他们极大的恐惧和混乱当中，他们可能会伤到你，甚至打你。
It's one of the hardest things for a lifeguard to do is to wait.
对于救生员最难的一件事情就是要等待。
And as soon as that drowning victim is exhausted and about ready to go under, the lifeguard can come in.
当这个被淹的人他已经精疲力尽了，马上就要淹到水底下的时候，这个救生员才能够下去救他。
This is what the Lord does with us.
主就是这样来对待我们的。
Because we're trying so hard to save ourselves, we're not reaching out to Him.
我们是如此的忙于自救，我们没有伸出我们的手来求主帮助我们。
That's what's happening to this country.
这我们的国家也是这样。
In all my travels this summer, every older person I talked to said, I've never seen anything like this in this country.
在这个暑期我的旅游过程当中，我可以听到许多老年人说，在我一生当中我都没有遇到现在发生的这样的事情。
The political debate,
这个政治上的辩论。
The social debate,
社会上的辩论。
The lack of those who call themselves Christian.
那些人自称为基督徒的。
We are hitting an absolute crisis moment in this country.
我们正在面临极大的危机。
But if we would humble ourselves,
但是如果我们能够谦卑下来
like Elizabeth and Zechariah,
就像以利沙伯和撒加利亚
then the Lord could use us.
这样主才能使用我们
And then, number four, the Lord chose Zechariah.
然后第四点
You know, a priest could only enter into the holy place once in their lifetime.
第四点，主就选择了撒加利亚作为一个祭司，他只能一年一次来到神的面前。
Thank the Lord, we can be in the holy place 24/7.
感谢主，我们可以24小时，时时刻刻都可以来到主至圣者的面前。
The Lord called Zechariah.
神就呼召了，撒加利亚。
We need to hear for that calling.
我们要听他的呼召。
It says in verse 9, he was chosen by lot, which meant he was chosen by God.
路加福音第一章第九节，照祭司的规矩致谦，就是说他被神所呼召。
We see we get here now to the fifth point.
那我们现在就到了第五点。
Zechariah and Elizabeth could be used because they were a couple of prayer.
撒加利亚和以利沙伯为什么能够被神使用，是因为他们是一对祷告的勇士。
It says when Zechariah was in the holy place, the angel came and said, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard.
当撒加利亚在圣殿里就职的时候，天使向他显现，对他说撒加利亚，你的祷告已经蒙了应许。
Now the question is, what were they praying for?
那我的问题就是，他们祷告什么呢？
Their early prayers would be that they just had a son.
他们开始的祷告可能只是他们需要一个儿子。
The Lord didn't answer that prayer.
主没有回答，没有应允他的祷告。
But Elizabeth and Zechariah read the word of God.
但是以利沙伯和撒加利亚读神的话语。
They read the story of Hannah.
他们读哈拿的故事。
And she began to pray in the Old Testament, Lord, you give me a son, and I will give him back to you for your service.
哈拿的祷告说，主啊，如果你给我一个儿子，我就愿意把他给你，好叫你能够使用他。
When they prayed that way, Samuel was born.
这样的祷告使撒母耳的诞生。
When Samson's parents prayed and said, "If we have a child, we will give him to the Lord."
当参孙的父母祷告的时候，说如果我们有一个孩子，我们愿意给耶和华。
Elizabeth and Zechariah learned from the word.
以利沙伯和撒加利亚也学着这些圣经的话语。
They prayed very clearly, "Lord, you give us a son, you give us a child, and he will be used by you."
他们就祷告说，主啊，如果你给我们一个孩子，我们愿意他被你所使用。
They linked their personal prayer to God's eternal purpose.
他们把自己私人的祷告和神永远的旨意相连。
And those prayers are answered.
这样的祷告蒙神应许。
Whatever crisis you're in today,
不管你今天的危机是什么，
if you can link that crisis up with God's eternal purpose,
如果你能把你的危机和神永远的旨意相连，
that God would be preeminent,
那神是最主要的地位，
then he can start answering that prayer.
他就会来回答你的应允，你的祷告。
Maybe there's problems within the family.
也许我们的家庭里面有问题。
If you pray, Lord, I want stability in my family that we might serve you.
也许你要祷告说，主啊，我愿意我们的家能够稳定下来，好叫我能够侍奉你。
Then the Lord can answer that prayer.
这样的话，主就能够应允你的祈祷。
Zechariah received this promise as he offered at the altar of incense.
撒加利亚当他在献烧香的时候，他就得到了这个应许。
He was 3 feet away from the Holy of Holies.
他在至圣的这个施恩座的前面3英尺的地方。
Praying.
他在祷告。
And it would be that prayer that would allow him to experience the Holy of Holies.
好，这样他能够经受神全能神的这个同在。
How did he experience it?
他怎么样经历的呢？
The angel said, "Zechariah, you will have a son."
天使就告诉他说，撒加利亚，你会有个孩子。
You will give him the name John.
你会给他起名约翰。
And John means God is grace.
那个约翰的名字的意思就是神是恩典的神。
Right there, Zechariah got to see the end of the silent years.
就在这个时刻，撒加利亚看到了神四百年沉默年代的结束。
The Lord is saying, by my grace, I will now speak to my people.
神就对他的子民说，因着我是恩典的神，我要开始讲话。
As a side note, I think it's ironic.
作为一个就是有点讽刺意味的。
Zechariah didn't believe.
撒加利亚他不相信。
He said, I'm too old.
他说我太老了。
What happened to Zechariah when he said that?
那撒加利亚说这样的话的时候，对他发生了什么呢？
He went silent.
他就沉默了。
Disobedience leads to silence.
他不能顺服，所以他就不能讲话了。
But the promise is grace.
但是神的应许却是恩典。
Don't worry, Zechariah.
不要为撒加利亚担心。
As soon as I fulfill my purpose, God says you'll speak again.
一旦我的应许被兑现了的话，你会继续讲话。
You just need to name him John.
你只要给他起名叫约翰。
God is grace.
神是恩典的神。
9 months later.
九个月之后。
Elizabeth gives birth to a son.
以利沙伯就生了一个儿子。
When you have time, read her song of praise.
你如果有时间，你可以读一下她的赞美的诗。
It's very clear that her prayer was answered. She now had a son.
非常清楚，你可以看到是她的祷告蒙了应允，她现在有了儿子。
But her prayer moved from just her son to the next generation.
他的祷告并且从他自己的儿子一直到下一代。
And Zechariah and Elizabeth became more than just parents to John.
所以撒加利亚和以利沙伯就不仅只是约翰的父母。
They became parents to the generation that will follow the Lord Jesus.
他们成为接下来几所有世代愿意跟随主的人的父母。
When John was born,
当约翰被出生的时候
he was called to be a Nazarite.
他是被称为拿细尔人。
Now you've probably studied what the Nazarite vow is.
你可能知道拿细尔人所许的愿。
I'm not going to go into the details of the three major aspects of the Nazarite vow.
在拿细尔许愿有三个重要的地方，我不会非常细节的说。
Because it all has one thing in common.
但是这都有一点是通知的一点。
And what it has in common is obedience.
这三点都有一点是一样的，共性，这个共性就是来顺服。
And brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is calling us this morning to obedience.
弟兄姊妹们，主今天早间来呼召我们顺服。
He's calling you and he's calling me to repentance.
他来呼召你，呼召我来悔改。
He's calling this nation to repentance.
他来呼召我们整个国家悔改。
And I hope everyone in here recognizes the desperate situation this nation is in.
我希望在座的每个人意识到这个国家所面临的危机的绝望的情况。
But we're not going to change the Democrats.
但是我们不能来改变民主党。
We're not going to change the Republicans.
我们也不能改变民主党。
We're not going to change the education system.
我们不能改变这个教育系统。
That's not how the Lord works.
这个不是神工作的法则。
He looks for a Zechariah.
他在寻找撒加利亚。
He looks for an Elizabeth.
他在寻找以利沙伯。
He's looking for you.
他在寻找你。
Is there something in your life that you're being disobedient about?
在你的生活当中，哪一点你是不顺服的？
Is there a little golden calf of your job or money or education?
在你的工作、金钱或者你的教育当中，是不是有一个金牛犊？
The Lord's calling us to repent.
主在召我们，让我们悔改。
He's asking who is on my side.
他在问我们，谁在我这一边？
John became that spokesman.
约翰就成了他的代言人。
A voice crying out in the wilderness.
他是在旷野中的声音。
Saying repent.
说悔改。
And you know the people did.
你知道人们干什么了吗？
And we have the book of John, John the Apostle.
我们后来有约翰福音。
Could you summarize?
约翰福音里面的约翰。
John the Gospel, the apostle wrote the Gospel of John. It can be summarized in four words.
约翰福音里面的约翰所写的可以总结为四个字。
The first word is logos.
第一点是。
The word of God, logos.
是神的话语。
He speaks again.
他神又讲话了。
He speaks clearly.
他讲得非常清楚。
He wants to speak to our heart.
神愿意对我们的心讲话。
The second word we see in John is love.
第二点，我们在约翰的书信当中看到的是爱。
Oh, there's so little love in this world.
在这个世界上，爱是太少了。
But the book of John is all about love.
但是约翰的书信当中都是爱。
The third word is it's a book of light.
第三点，他的所讲的就是光的书。
You and I are living in a world of darkness.
你和我所居住的这个世界是一个黑暗的时代
world of confusion.
是一个混杂的混乱的时代
But he is the light.
但是他是光
And lastly, it's a book of life.
最后一点是讲生命的书卷
We're surrounded by spiritual death.
我们周围面临着许多属灵的死亡
We're surrounded by physical death.
我们也面临着身体上的死亡
The book of John is all about the glory of God.
这约翰的书信都是讲的神的荣耀。
John the Baptist spoke of grace.
这个施洗约翰讲的是恩典。
John the Apostle spoke of glory.
使徒约翰讲的是神的荣耀。
You and I are between the two of them.
你和我是在这两个人中间。
Do we want to reach into glory?
我们愿意想要达到荣耀吗
？The Lord has called us to repent, like Zachariah and Elizabeth.
主今天呼召我们能够悔改，就像以利沙伯和撒加利亚一样。
We just need to get on our knees.
我们只需要来屈膝。
Thank the Lord that He's waiting for us.
感谢主，他总是在那里等着我们。
Thank the Lord that He's looking for usable vessels.
感谢主，他总是在寻找可使用的器皿。
Thank the Lord that He's looking for broken and contrite hearts.
感谢主，他总是在寻找谦卑、忧伤、痛悔的灵。
Thank the Lord that He's calling us to service.
感谢主，他呼召我们能够侍奉。
He's called us to be people of prayer.
他呼召我们成为祷告的勇士。
But if you hear the Lord's voice today, may we not harden our hearts.
但是如果你今天听见主的话语，愿你的心不是刚硬的。
And may we live a life of continual obedience to Him.
愿我们的生命总能够是顺服主的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that you are calling us.
主，我们感谢你，因为你呼召了我们。
Lord, we're thankful that you continue to wait for us.
感谢你，你总是在等待我们。
Lord, we repent.
主啊，我们悔改。
Lord, we want to respond to you.
主啊，我们愿意回应你。
Lord, we just repent that the world has taken too strong a hold on us.
主啊，我们愿意承认说这个世界抓得我们抓得太紧了。
Forgive us for religious duty.
求你饶恕我们以为自己所做的都是宗教的仪式
We want pure hearts for you.
我们愿意有一颗纯洁的心向着你
And Lord, we want to respond as the Levites did.
我们真的愿意像利未人那样来回应你
When you call, who is on my side?
当你问我们说谁在耶和华这一边
We want it to be our response. We are on the Lord's side.
我们愿意回答你我们的回答就是主啊我们在你这一边
We ask this in Jesus' name
我们奉耶稣基督的名
Amen,
Amen.